Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Disney Attraction Club with DJ Red. I am here to take you on this ride of the month, Walt Disney's Haunted Mansion. Don't worry, though. The 999 ghosts here are only going to say hi. And watch out for any hitchhiking ghosts while you're at it. Disney attractions are known for their spectacular views, whether it be Madame Leota's Mystic Room or the chilling graveyard with the singing bust. Now stay still, because we have a stretch of information hidden below. Walt Disney himself wanted this project to be completed from start to finish. However, he didn't get to see the final project. After Disney's death, the Imagineers on the ride struggled to finish it, as they did not know which direction to go with the ride, spooky and fun, or bone-chilling and frightening. So, as a compromise, certain aspects of the ride can be slightly frightening, but there's mostly just a fun aspect to it. No ride is complete without some kind of storyline, and the Haunted Mansion's original storyline was something of a dream. Ever wonder what made the mansion haunted? Well, Imagineer Ken Anderson originally wanted the storyline of the ride to be about a ghostly sea captain who killed his nosy wife and then hung himself, a mansion home to an unfortunate family, and a ghostly wedding party with well-known Disney villains. However, here are the three of the theories. The first tale actually transforms you into the Thousandth Happy Haunt. When you arrive in the mansion, you become terrified by the mysterious halls and corridors. As you attempt to find your way out, Madame Leota summons the spirits to further scare you and perhaps draw you into the realm of ghosts. In the attic, the Black Widow Bride pushes you out the window, and you fall into the graveyard. By the end of the ride, you appear in a mirror alongside another ghost. You have become a happy haunt. You may have the ability to leave the mansion, but a voice reminds you to hurry back to your new home as soon as you can. You've seen the axe-wielding bride in the attic. The heads of at least five different husbands vanish from the frames as you pass by, and then you see Constance, eerily grinning with her sharpened weapon. According to this legend, Constance's fifth and final husband was George Gracie, caretaker of the mansion. In the stretching room, she's seen in a portrait sitting atop George's grave. When she murdered Master Gracie, her soul became trapped in the mansion, alongside many other wandering spirits. The third tale of the mansion fits the home with its land, New Orleans Square. According to the legend, the mansion's owner married a young woman and brought her to the mansion. Upon her discovery that he was in fact a pirate captain, not an ordinary sailor, the captain murdered his young bride. Feeling remorse to his actions, the captain hung himself from the rafters of the mansion, which had become haunted by the spirits of those he killed in his life as a pirate. In the initial design of the Haunted Mansion, there is an important character who had not made it into the current design just yet. The Hatbox Ghost is a figure whose head appears on his neck, but in the next second, it appears into the hatbox he's holding. The hatbox has always been something of my fascination. How is it that this figure is something that most Disney experts knew about, but to the common knowledge isn't so talked about? The Hatbox Ghost has appeared for a short period of time before the illusion had started to not work as tested. Disney had no choice but to take it out for additional testing. However, it was sadly never put back in. At the D23 Expo, it was said that the Hatbox Ghost shall come back to the ride. The Hatbox Ghost made an appearance in the 2023 adaptation of The Haunted Mansion. The most interesting part of the ride in the Doom Buggy would be the ballroom scene. The ballroom scene has some of the most interesting parts on the ride. This would include the revolver painting standoff, the dinner party, and the dancing quest, all which come with their different illusions. The illusions were mostly performed by having the designers build two 90-foot ballroom scenes and sandwich angled pieces of glass between them. The ghostly figures, which are really just mannequins, move around in the hidden ballroom, while the reflection bounced off the glass. Did you know that in the original Haunted Mansion movie, circa 2003, there is a scene in the movie where Jim Evers is in a tiki bar before he gets invited to the mansion? The tiki bar represents the quickest route to the Haunted Mansion in Walt Disney Land, which is to pass by the Enchanted Tiki Room. The second most interesting part of the ride, besides the ride itself, would be the line. The queue of the ride has such an interesting and interactive walkthrough experience. The Haunted Mansion have interesting things, including a hidden Easter egg of the Mr. Toad in honor of his ride being shut down. If you have been to the Haunted Mansion in Magic Kingdom, then you have probably seen the Dread Family Mystery Sculptures. Each sculpture gives a little explanation of how they died and a small item that could be taken as decoration. But when looked upon closer, it allows you to unravel a tale of murder and greed in the family known as Dread. Stop listening now if you want to figure out the riddle on your own. But for those who don't want, here's a quick little snippet of the riddle and answers. Uncle Jacob's sculpture reads, "Greed was the poison he had swallowed. He went first, the others followed. His killer face he surely knew. Now try to discover who killed who." Next up is Birdie. Birdie's plaque features a bottle with a skull and crossbone, suggesting she killed Uncle Jacob, but who killed her? Her statue states, "Avid hunter and expert shot, at the end, that's what he got." That being said, Aunt Florence had a quite little interesting plaque, which shows a revolver. But the question of how did Aunt Florence die? Never did a dishonorable deed, yet found face down in Canary Seed. The twins, Wellington and Forsyth, had a bird laying on its back, so they most likely killed Aunt Florence. Their headstone read, "Departed life while in their beds," with identical bumps on their head. Finally, Cousin Maud features a hammer that was most likely used to kill the twins. Maud would have been the sole survivor and recipient of Uncle Jacob's fortune, but her headstone read, "Our sleeping beauty, who never awoke, the night her dreams went up in smoke." Appearing in Maud's hair would be three matches, which most likely rubbed together as the old girl slept, featuring in the fire that took her life. This was the Foolish Mortals episode of Disney Attractions Club with DJ Red. Ever wonder about other Disney rides? The Stretching Truth About Other Rides is coming next.